أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City and looking at its overview, we have 20 suburbs. So the placement of the buildings in these suburbs is based either on the names of the chapters or the surah, as I call them, or the opening of the surah, which are known as fawatih, that open the surahs up, which means the first ayah, or a concept or the focus of that surah, what it's talking about. So in essence, we have a city center, which is in the form of Q. Maybe it's better for you look at the map or the image of the map in front of you. And then all these suburbs are scattered around it. And like I mentioned, they're all interlinked with a road system, which we called M14. And I'm going to look at each of these suburbs, and inshallah, we'll be able to understand what it's about. Overlooking Quran City, right at the top, we've put Suratul Qamar, which is Surah number 54, and we've placed it as a crescent, because more than anything else, the crescent moon and star, in essence, are used to symbolize Islam. There's no religious significance as such, and neither do we hold the crescent and the star to be sacred or anything else, but it was adopted by the Ottoman Empire and used on flags of many of the countries that were in that empire, especially Turkey. And it's become associated with Islam, used on flags of other Muslim countries, especially recently created one like Pakistan, for example. See, also we use the lunar calendar. So every month of ours starts with the sighting of the moon. And now it is internationally recognized as a symbol to symbolize Islam. But the reason why we put it up there on Quran City is because four times in this surah, Allah emphasizes on the ease of internalizing the message of the Quran. In ayahs 17 and then 22 and then 32 and 40, he says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَحَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. We have made the Quran extremely easy for anyone who can even put a tiny bit of effort in it. It's phenomenal. He repeats it again and again, four times. And that's why we put it on the top of Quran City, so we understand that it's not as difficult as we make it out to be. If divinity tells me, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ, and definitely and indeed we have made the Quran extremely easy, لِذِكْرِ, to internalize. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ, who is there who will mind? Is there anyone who will put even a little bit of effort into this? So that's basically to make us all think. So inshallah, looking at this at ayah and continually repeating it and believing in it, we will be on this journey, this quest of discovering Quran City, being able to understanding, internalizing it, and inshallah manifesting it so we can reach our full potential. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.